It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Moments away from the opening kickoff between the Canby Lancers and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And joining me on the Subway pregame show is head coach Corey Larson. Corey, another big, every week's a big game, isn't it?
It definitely is. Your football season, you only have eight regular season games. So, you know, we tell our kids every week is a big game.
That's right. And tonight you got the Canby Lancers. What can you tell us about them, Corey?
Yeah, it's a team that's certainly, I get a feeling they're maybe a little bit better than their record. You know, they're 1-4 in the season, but certainly an opponent. I mean, you don't want to take any opponent lightly, but they are capable of, you know, sneaking up and, you know, making some plays, whether it be in the passing game or the run game. And, you know, with Canby, they're a team that we seem to, you know, most years have a tight ball game with them. Whether I say it every single year, whether, you know, it doesn't matter. One team can be having a lot of success in the wins column, and the other team not so much. And you know, it turns into a tight ball game in the end.
Yeah, it does. Last week I did the Canby La Caparal Valley game, a crazy game that was, and Canby loves to throw the football, don't they, with that Wiesman kid?
Yes, they do. They're going to put it in the air, you know, 25, 30-plus times a game. And, you know, certainly when you're defending that, you're trying to, you know, take away those big plays that can certainly, you know, flip momentum, flip the game in their favor.
That's right. You're right. Canby 1-4, but the record doesn't – I mean, the – you know, they played Mineota really tough, and it was a crazy game last week against La Caparal Valley. And I think with the Ortonville game, they're close too. So,
yeah. So I mean, they could have they make a play here or there in any of those three games, and you know, it turns their record from maybe 1-4 to 4-1, 3-2, mm-hmm. and probably has them maybe feeling a little better than. And where they stand now.
Let's talk about your Blackjacks, Corey. Boy, what an offensive performance last week against Maury County Central.
Yeah, that was, just overall a nice win for us. Going down to Slayton, MCC hadn't lost yet, knew that it was, you know, going to be a game where, you know, you just had to play well. You can't afford the, you know, some of the mistakes that, you know, might kill a drive or a blown coverage that, you know, give up a big play. It's, when you're going against a team that has proven to win games, you know, you need to make plays in all facets of it. So I thought we did an overall really, really nice job.
Yeah, Bentley had, 300-some yards rushing?
Yeah, he was somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Right around 350, I think, about 28 carries. Mm-hmm. That was a solid game. I mean,
yep.
you can put some of that on him, but I thought we did a really, really nice job of getting on guys up front and getting to backers in the second level, and you know, he was able to break some deep ones because of that.
Right. Yeah, I think, wide receivers, they don't get much credit for this. Wide receivers are important blocking down the field, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. You talk about certainly your kids up front having to kind of take care of what's in the box, but I think it is, and sometimes it's difficult to do because that perimeter block, you sometimes have to sustain that for a greater amount of time, and you have a lot more space mm-hmm. where that defender can move. Where you're in the box, you know, they're a little limited on the amount of space that they have, and certainly ball gets into the box quicker than it does out to the perimeter. So
right.
It's not an easy job, and I think our receivers do an excellent job of sustaining contact and getting into the secondary and mm-hmm. helping us break those long runs.
Okay. What kind of issues will Canby present for you tonight, Corey?
Yeah, I mean, they've shown to run the ball with some success. They've certainly thrown it with some success. So, you know, again, it's, you know, trying to eliminate the big plays. They're going to complete passes. You don't throw it 25, 30 times a game and only complete 20% of your passes. Mm-hmm. You've obviously shown to have some success. That's why they feel it's important for them to go that route. They have kids that can make plays in the running and the passing game. So you certainly have to eliminate the big plays. If they're going to score on you, you got to, you know, force them to, you know, put together a long drive to do it.
Okay. You mentioned the offensive line there, Corey. Who are some of those guys on that offensive line for you that they're young, aren't they, or most of them?
Yeah, we're pretty young. We start three sophomores up front. You know, two seniors and three sophomores. Colton Lindblad and Cody Stocker are two seniors. And then our three sophomores would be the Irvine twins, Stone and Slade. And then the other sophomore would be Austin Moan. And then, you know, we have a junior that rotates in, plays a couple of different positions there. It'd be Kobe Spencer. So
okay.
Those six guys, along with, I mean, you should include our tight end, too, Josh Rockery, who does an amazing job in our run game.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, real good, Corey. Thanks for the time, and the best of luck against the Canby Lancers tonight.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, that's head coach Corey Larson of the Blackjacks. Let's visit with head coach Nick Cockleman of the Lancers. Welcome back to the Subway pregame show. With me now is Canby Lancer head football coach Nick Cockleman. And Nick, as Coach Corey Larson just said a few minutes ago, every game's a big game in the Southwest District, isn't it, every week?
Oh, without a doubt. There's a lot of good competition, and when we play Dawson every year, I think we get to know each other quite well.
Yep.
So it makes it for a good game.
Yeah, Coach Larson also said the Lancers could easily be 4-1 instead of 1-4, and you've been in just about every game, haven't you?
Well, it's been a one-score game in every fourth quarter that we've played in, and other than the one victory we had. So we're playing good football. We just don't have a record that shows that.
Yep, and that's what Coach Larson had just said, too. So, yeah, I did your game last Friday night against La Caparra Valley. That was a crazy one. Let's talk about that a little bit, Nick.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to watch both teams go up and down the field, score a lot of points. Unfortunately, we had some special team mistakes and then gave up some big runs that we could never really keep the momentum going throughout the whole second half and the first half. So,
I was really impressed with your quarterback, Wiesman. He really can sling the football.
He's been really impressive. Everything that we do, some new concepts, passing the ball, and just how we look at the passing game, he's really grabbed a hold of those, and he's being really successful with it.
Yeah, I think you have a really good running game with Anderson and Sarah, wide receiver, and some others. Kind of complements itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got some skilled guys this year. I know we've had two receivers that have had multiple double-digit catches in games, so we're able to complete a lot of passes. And the last two games, I think Cameron Anderson has 200 yard games and two or three touchdowns, so mm-hmm. we're being balanced and we're moving the ball pretty consistently.
Right. What's your scouting report say about the Blackjacks?
Big and strong. They I know the one film we got of them, they did not throw the ball very much, but when you have I think it's Boyk
and Hughesby
in
yeah.
the backfield, you don't have to throw the ball very much. So we have to do a good job on defense of tackling their legs and just getting off blocks.
Right. Talk about the Lancers here a little bit. What have you been happy with so far, Nick?
I think the offense has really come around. The last three games, I'd say, since we played Mineola week three, things started really clicking. So there's a lot of things that we can trust, both scheme-wise and player-wise.
Okay.
And then defensively, we just got to stop the big boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Special teams play a big part, too, don't they?
Every year. You know, Dawson has always seemed to return a kickoff or a punt return against us, so we've spent a lot of time, especially with last week struggling on special teams, spending time this week making sure everybody knows what they're supposed to do, mm-hmm. and we can be successful.
Yeah. Homecoming week this week, I know some. I talked with coaches in the past years, it's kind of trying to keep their team focused, a lot of distractions, isn't there?
Yeah, it can get away from you if you don't stay on top of some of that stuff. I think, you know, this coaching staff's been together for 10 years. we kind of have a good grip of what we got to do with the kids and make sure they're focused after school for practice, and so we can play and compete on Friday night.
Okay. All right, Nick, thanks for your time. I appreciate it, and best of luck against the Blackjacks tonight.
All right, thank you, Paul.
That's Nick Konkobin, the head coach of the Canby Lancers. Well, that wraps up our Subway pregame show, and we'll come back with the opening kickoff between the Lancers and the Blackjacks right after this.
If the Subway Club were a club, it'd be called the Subway Club Club, and everyone would want to get in for the turkey, Black Forest ham, and roast beef, and dance music. Turkey, ham, roast beef. Turkey, ham, roast beef. Get the Subway Club or the Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki because they're footlongs and they're delicious. Subway, so much sandwich. Also, somebody should open up a Subway Club Club.
Visit your local Subways in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92.
Everyone, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks just kicked off to Canby. Romel Horton, it's kind of a little squib kick, didn't go very far, maybe 15 yards, and number 31 for the Lancers, Will Varko, fell on it, so the Canby Lancers have some good field position here to start the football game. We're underway here. Hope you enjoy the Subway pregame show with both coaches. Here's the first play. Anderson gets the carry, and he's hit hard by Hughesby at the line of scrimmage. Canby Lancers get the ball first. Started at their 40 or 39 yard line after a short kickoff by the Blackjacks. As you heard Coach Corey Larson and Coach Konkobin mention in the Subway pregame show, Coach Larson especially mentioning how Canby should be 4-1 instead of 1-4. They've played some outstanding football so far this year. And here's Parker Wiesman back to pass. He throws his first pass out incomplete. And it'll be third down for the Lancers. Canby comes in 1-4 on the season. Lost a tough one last week against Lacaparle Valley at Lacaparle Valley. 44-35 in a wild game. I've broadcast that one. It's actually an entertaining football game to broadcast. A lot of things happened in that game. Well, there's a big third down play for the Canby offense here. We'll get to your starters here in a little bit. And Parker Wiesman out of shotgun. Works out of shotgun most of the time. He's back to pass on third down. Now he's going to run it, and he gets across the 40, and he's well short of the first down. Tackle made there by Colton Hughesby. And the Lancers will send in their punt team. Well, kind of a it's misting off and on here at Canby, driving over from Madison. That's what it did all down Highway 75, rained a little bit and then stopped. That's kind of what it's doing here. Here's a punt, and the snap is away, and the punt there by Greenman is fair caught by Swenson, or Keaton Schulke, excuse me. Keaton Schulke catches the ball. So Dawson Boyd has the football on their, let's see where the referees put it, on the 27-yard line. So that's where the Blackjacks will start. And, of course, they've got a tandem of runners, Colton Hughesby and Bentley Boyk. Bentley rushed, carried the ball 29 times last week against Murray County Central for over 350 yards rushing. So the Lancers will be ready for that tonight. Here's first and 10 for the Blackjacks from their own 27. Jake Lee, the quarterback. Schulke goes in motion to the right. Here's a handoff to Bentley up the middle, and Bentley keeps his legs going, and, ooh, they bend them back. Tackle made there by number 67, Reed Hansen, on the stop. A host of other orange jerseys out there for the Lancers. Lancers got a big defensive line. We'll get to them starters here in a second. It's second and 6 from the Blackjack 31. Jake out of shotgun again, and now we got a whistle. And referee's blowing the whistle for some reason. And they're conferring here. Other games tonight in the Southwest District, West District, Lacapa Valley's at YME. Lakeview's at Ortonville. It's Ortonville's homecoming. Springfield is at Mineota. And, of course, Canby Lancers homecoming this week. This is their homecoming game. And we got a penalty against the Lancers, excuse me. Not sure I missed the call there. So it'll be a second down. I believe a second down. And one. Ball is out at the 36, 37-yard line for the Blackjacks. Just underway here in Canby on this Friday night. Glad you're with us on Q92. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Friday night football under the lights here in Canby. Second and one for the Blackjacks. Jake will work out a shotgun once again. Hughesby and Boyk in the backfield. There's a low snap. He drops the football, and I think Colt Hughesby got on it. A low snap there from center, and Jake couldn't pick it up, and Hughesby got the foul on it. So a loss on the play there for Dawson Boyd. And it'll be third and five. So the Canby defense trying to hold the Blackjacks here on third and five from the Blackjack 34-yard line. Wide out left is Ramel Horton. Once again, Jake from the 34-yard line. Snap. Boyk gets the carry. He's going off to the outside. And he is tripped up. Nice open field tackle there by a Lancer. Greenman with a nice open field tackle. Caleb Greenman, the junior, came up from his safety spot and made a nice, that's what Coach Cockleman said in the pregame show. We got to hit Hughesby and Boyk low. And it's fourth and one, and from the 37. And the Blackjacks on fourth down going to go for it. Then they throw it up the middle on fourth and one. I don't know if they got it. It's going to be close. On fourth and one, Dawson Boyd going for it on their own 37. And the Lancer defense, see the referee looking it over if they're going to measure or not. And they're going to call for a measurement, I think. And they are. So good job by the Lancer defense there. The Blackjacks handed the ball off to Boyk right up the middle. And let's see if it's not enough for the first down for the Blackjacks or if the Lancers stop them. They're going to measure. And they're stretching the chains out. And it's awful close. They haven't made a decision yet. They're still looking at it. And this, they're still looking at it. It's by the half an inch or better. And the Lancers stop the Blackjacks. The Lancers stop the Blackjacks on fourth and one on the Blackjacks' own 37-yard line. What a nice defensive stand there by the Canby Lancers. So the Lancers have the football on their on the Blackjack 37. Big stop there by the Lancer defense. Lancers break the huddle. And it's first and 10 for Canby. Parker Beesman, 6'3" junior. A broken play, a busted play in the backfield, and the Blackjacks are all over it. Austin Moan was there first, along with Lindblad, I believe, and number 51, Slade Irvine. Busted play there by the Lancers. Second and, maybe 16. Loss of six on the play there for Canby. Boy, the Blackjacks were all over that. Canby breaks their huddle. The ball's on the Blackjack 44. No score here. We're in the first quarter. And Wiesman under center. Anderson in the backfield from the Blackjack 44. Back to pass. Parker throws it out here on down and out. And it's caught at the 38 by Tyler Sayre. That's Sayre's first reception of the night. Tackle made by Hasted. And it'll be third down and 10. simple down and out pass to Tyler Sayre. He had a nice game against Lacaparle Valley last Friday night. Beastman threw the ball, I think, 29, 30 some times. And you'll probably see that tonight as well against the Blackjacks. Good looking junior quarterback there. Third down and 10 for Camby from the 37 of the Blackjacks. Beastman's going to throw it deep over the middle, going down the sideline. Incomplete. Pass intended for Greenman. On the coverage there for Dawson Boyd was Micah Olson, the sophomore. And it'll be fourth down. We got a flag. Got a flag on the field. Looks like holding on Canby. So a penalty on the Lancers. We'll be getting some updates from the other games around the area here tonight. We'll pass them along. Holding penalty backs them up almost to the 48-yard line, it looks like, of the Blackjacks. So it'll be third and, 20, 10, 5, 10, about 20, 19. We'll call it 20. Third and 20, Sayre. Three wide receivers to the left, Cockleman, Sayre, and Greenman. Here's a snap, and they're going to hand off to Anderson, and he's hit by Bentley Boyk after a gain of a couple yards. Bentley Boyk coming up, making the tackle. And that'll bring up fourth down. 6:48 to go here in the first quarter. And Coach Cockleman elects to punt here. And back to receive the punt here for Dawson Boyd, Keaton Shokey. Greenman is the punter. And ball's out the Blackjack 46. Waiting for the snap. It's a high snap, and Greenman pulls it down, and he quick a low punt, and it gets down inside the 20, it looks like, and it goes out of bounds. So that's where Dawson Boyd will get their second offensive possession of the first quarter here. No score between the Blackjacks and the Lancers. Always a good game between Camby and Dawson Boyd, no matter what the records are. A cool Friday night. It was misting pretty good before the start of the game, but it's quit now. All right, Jake Lee, the quarterback for the Blackjacks from the Blackjack 16. Here's a pass. It's a quick slant over to on the side. It's picked up. There he goes down the sideline, and he's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to score. This is Keaton Shokey. Touchdown, Dawson Boyd. Keaton Shokey. It was just Jake just turned right through it, parallel down the sideline, and Shokey caught it, made a Lancer miss, and he was off and running. Keaton Shokey. Wow. That's a 84-yard touchdown run pass. Here's the extra point. And kicking is number 9, Isaac Jang. And there's a snap, and the kick is up, and it is good. And the Blackjacks have a 7-0 lead. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. I also wish everyone a safe and bountiful harvest this fall. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Hi, I'm Eli Lowry of Dawson Boyd LQPV Boy Scout Troop 322, and we're having a wreath and Christmas tree sale. It is a fundraiser for our troop so we can do some activities. If you order any, they'll be delivered to you around Thanksgiving, and you could contact any local Boy Scouts you know, or Brett Buer at 320-769-2716. Sales will end on October 29th. Thank you.
All right, we're back. The Blackjacks leading 7-0. Cockleman takes the kickoff. He gets across the 30 to almost the 35-yard line. And Riley Kalkman returns it. What a run by Keaton Schulke after catching a pass, I should say. An 84-yard touchdown pass from Jake Lee to Keaton Schulke. Jake just took the snap out of shotgun, looked right, and threw it down the line of scrimmage. And Keaton caught it, made a Lancer miss, and I didn't realize he was that fast. Keaton went all the way down the sideline right in front of the Blackjack bench and the Blackjack fans. Exciting time there for Keaton. Here's the Lancers on their 34-yard line. In motion, Anderson. Beastman will throw it over the middle. Picked off! Intercepted by Colton Hughesby. Hughesby's going to run it back. Touchdown, Dawson Boyd! 34-yard interception return. I don't see flags. Interception return by Colton Hughesby. And all of a sudden, the Blackjacks have a 13-0 lead. Beastman threw it over the middle. And Hughesby stepped in front of the intended receiver, and off he went. Yeah, nothing but green grass in front of him. And in a matter of seconds, Blackjacks put up two scores. Jang will kick the extra point again, and he kicks that one, and it's no good. And the score remains 13-0. Blackjacks lead 13-0. You're listening to Lancer and Blackjack football right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by ABC Appleton Building Center, your home-owned hometown building center downtown Appleton. See them for all your building needs, including dimension lumber, deck material, shingles, and more. They have Larson combination doors and Anderson windows. ABC Appleton Building Center. Brought to you by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
All right, we're back. Boy, Colton Hughesby runs it in after picking the ball off. And the Blackjacks have a 13-0 lead on the Lancers with 5:48 to go here in the first quarter. And Romel Horton tees it up at the 40-yard line. Sayre back along with Cockleman to receive the kickoff. And here's the kick. And it goes to Tyler. He picks it up at about the 22. He fumbles it, and he jumps back on it. Oh, my, that could have been disaster there. And Sayre gets the ball back. So Camby has the football. This is their third or fourth possession here in the first quarter. We got 5:43 to go. And the ball's on the Camby Lancer 19-yard line. Camby, Blackjack defense ready. Lancers break the huddle. Cockleman will go wide left. And wide right here is Caleb Greenman. In the slot is Sayre from the 19. And now we got whistles. And we got false start on Camby. That'll back him up. And Coach Cockleman out on the field. So, referee marking the ball off there. Well, I just saw the weather forecast for next Friday. It's supposed to be colder than it is tonight. So, I already got my winter coat on. Homecoming here in Camby. And congratulations to Evan Stokes, the homecoming king, and Kaylee Lepke, the homecoming queen here in Camby. So, that's a 5-yard penalty for a false start, and the Lancers have first and 15 from their 14-yard line. Hand off to Anderson. He'll go up the middle out of shotgun, and he's pushed back and loses the ball, but he was down. Colton Lindblad got there first, and then also made on the tackle was Cody Stock, and Boyk was there as well. So it'll be second and 14. Blackjack linebackers. Colton Hughesby, the middle linebacker. Boyk and NUCK. Good set of linebackers there for the Blackjacks. Parker Wiesman, left-handed quarterback for the Lancers, and out of shotgun. He's back to pass. He's looking deep. He goes down the sideline, and it is caught at the 40-yard line. Micah Olsen defending, and I think that was Greenman. Caleb Greenman makes the catch, and that's a Kandy Lancer first down. Beastman let that one fly. Give credit, though, to Micah Olsen. He was on the coverage there. The sophomore on Greenman had him covered well, but Greenman just came down with the ball at midfield, actually at the Canby Lancer 42-yard line. First and 10 for Canby. Beastman back to pass. Here comes Blake on the rush. Now Beastman's going to run, and he is tackled at the 40-yard line. Who got there first? Colton Hughesby and number 54, Stone Irvine. Tackle. With the sack there. Second and 12. Loss of two there for the Lancers. I was watching the Blackjacks warm up. They were fired up. They're making a lot of noise warming up before the game. Romel Horton had them doing some kind of dance at midfield. Second and 12 for Canby. They're at the Lancer 40. There's the snap handoff. Goes up the middle, and there he goes, and he's across the 50 to the 40, and that was Sayre, I believe. A nice run, and that's a Canby Lancer first down. Is that Wagner? Who was that? Oh, Stokes, okay, Stokes on the carry. Ty Stokes, the freshman. On the carry there. Picks up the Lancer first down. And he's in the backfield with Parker Beastman. So the freshman, 5'11", 180-pounder, Ty Stokes with a nice run. First and 10 for Canby. Beastman back to pass. Here comes Russ, throws it over the middle. Incomplete. Cockleman, the intended receiver, at about the 10-yard line. And Cookie Keaton Chokey on the coverage. Beastman had to step up into the pocket there. Seems like Blackjacks are blitzing at least one linebacker each time, each play, coming from different directions. So 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. Dawson Boyd leading the Lancers 13-0. And an 84-yard touchdown pass to Keaton Schoke, and then an interception by Colton Hughesby from 34 yards out. Those are the two scores for the Blackjacks. Here's second and 10 for Canby in Blackjack territory from the 42. And getting the carry there was Hunter Cleveland, I believe, and he's tackled. Hunter Cleveland gets the ball up the middle. Josh Inusike on the tackle. For Dawson Boyd, that was a gain of about five. So it'll be third and five. Third down and five. Not sure what Anderson's going to come in now. Cameron Anderson. He was the workhorse last Friday against Lacapal Valley. He's in at running back now. As the Lancers break the huddle, third down and five. Four down territory, I believe, here. They're on the Blackjack 37-yard line, down 13-0 to the Blackjacks. Beastman waiting for the snap out of shotgun. And he throws it, a short pass, and it's caught. And he fumbles it, and it's picked up by Micah Olsen. Number 82, Dylan Bruins, made the catch. He turned upfield, and he was hit. And Micah Olsen recovers it. And he's sophomore, and the Blackjacks have the football, leading 13-0. So second turnover there in the first quarter by the Lancers. So the Blackjacks have the football, first and 10 now, at the about the 30-yard line, 29-30, we'll call it 31. Here's a snap, Jake pitches it out to Blake from the 31-yard line, and he breaks a tackle and he dives ahead for a gain of about eight for Bentley Blake. Boy, a Lancer had him in the backfield as Bentley was cutting it upfield. Bentley is one strong football player, and he keeps his legs moving. And he runs with great balance, one of the blackjack coaches were telling me. So that was a gain of 8 for Boyk. The ball's out at the 39-yard line, second down and 2 for Dawson Boyk. Jake will be under center now. Lance is showing blitz here on second and 2. Hand off. Oh, my goodness! Hand off. What a hit there by number 52, Jaden Kinda, from his linebacker position. Oh, my goodness. That was the hit of the year there. Best hit of the game of the year that I've seen by Kindop. I think that was Husby that got the ball, barely got the handoff, and Kindop was there. I don't know if you could hear, we could hear the pads pop from up here. Third down and 5. No gain on the play there from the 37. Third down play here for the Blackjacks. Lee's going to throw it, and it's caught and dropped by Zach Durfee. Zach Durfee had it at the numbers. And it's fourth down. Fourth and 5 for Dawson Boyk, and they send in their punt team. Bentley Boyk is the punter. Back to receive the punt is Tyler Sayer. Tyler's at about the 35-yard line. There's the snap, and Bentley gets a nice punt away. And Sayre's going to let it bounce at the 30, takes a bounce at the 25, rolls to the 20-yard line. So that was the first punt of the game for Blackjacks. And Camby will have the ball with 52 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Blackjacks leading 13-0 here in the first. Still can't get over that hit. Like Jaden Kindop. Wow. Parker Wiesman gets the call from the sidelines. And the Lancers break the huddle. They're at the 20-yard line, first and 10 for Canby. Parker Wiesman always works out a shotgun. And there's a snap, and the handoff goes up the middle to Anderson. He gets to the 40, to the 45, and a first down for the Lancers. And a big run there by Cameron Anderson. Tackle made by Schulke of the Blackjacks. There's a first down for the Lancers. 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Wide out, got three wide receivers here on the right side. Jake Wagner in the slot. First and 10 for the Lancers from the 37, handoff, and he's tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Number 14, Trevin Johnson, got there first to trip the running back up for Canby. Maybe a gain of 1. Kobe Spencer comes in at the defensive line for the Lancers. He'll be nose tackle there. Pick number 75, junior, 5'9", 280. And that'll be the end of the first quarter here in Canby. The Blackjacks, 13. Canby, nothing. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come right back.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by the Farmers Co-op Association, FCA. Visit their website, www.farmerscoopassn.com. For all your fuel, diesel fuel, and lube needs, it's FCA, Farmers Co-op Association. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader, located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com. For all your embroidery and team needs, it's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Sports on Q92 is sponsored by the Bellingham Farmers Co-op Elevator of Bellingham. The Bellingham Elevator has the latest up-to-date technology to handle all your fuel, oil, gas, seed, fertilizer, and farm delivery needs. They handle Senex products where their energy comes through. The latest markets can be caught at BellinghamFarmersCoop.com. Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Midwest Power Sports on East Highway 12 in Melbank, South Dakota, where their goal is complete customer satisfaction. Midwest Power Sports carries boats, motors, trailers, Polaris, and Ranger ATVs. Stop by Midwest Power Sports for all of your recreational sports needs or call 605-432-9111.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total health care provider featuring a 65-bed skilled nursing facility, 12-bed critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
All right, welcome back to Cambia, everyone. Parker Wiesman just threw a pass out here to Cockman, overthrew him, incomplete. Just starting the second quarter, the Blackjacks leading Lancers 13-0. The scoring there in that first quarter, of 84-yard touchdown pass to Keaton Schoelke from Jake Lee, and then a 34-yard interception return by Colton Hughesby. So the Lancers have the football here to start the second quarter, and they have the ball on their 37-yard line. Good first quarter. And Parker Wiesman will take the snap. Here's a handoff to Anderson, and he is hit and taken down by Blackjacks number 51, Slade Irvine. And also helping there was Colton Lindblad. As the starting to rain here now as we start the second quarter. A light rain or heavy mist, we'll call it. It's Lancers will punt. And now the Blackjacks will have to call a timeout. One of the Blackjacks, they weren't getting off the field. So Coach Corey Larson had to burn a timeout there. So we'll take a quick break, Kathy. We'll be back. 13-0, Dawson Boyd.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson. Also brought to you by the United Prairie Agency. Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on? The United Prairie Agency agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top flight service. The United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company. At Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Schibel Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 320-289-2388 today.
All right, the Cambie Lancers, Greenman just punted on fourth down there, and the punted it out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. So that's where the Blackjacks will take over. And they lead Cambie 13-0. And we'll get to this play, and we've got some updates around the Southwest Minnesota District for you. Blackjacks right in front of them, and the Lancers right in front of us here. From the Blackjack 31, Jake Lee, the quarterback. Lancers blitz. Boyd gets the carry, and he's tackled at the 30-yard line. Nice tackle by Kindop. Wow. Kindop's having a heck of a first half here. He must be spying on Boyk. Wherever Boyk goes, Kindop's going to go. And no gain, maybe a loss of 1 yard there. So we'll just call it second and 10. 11 minutes to go before halftime. Durfee's wide left for the Blackjacks. Here's a snap, and Jake's going to throw it. And he throws it down long to Horton, and it's almost intercepted. Horton might have got a hand in there to knock it down. Cockleman and Sayre defending for Canby did a nice job there. Romel Horton was in the vicinity there. Durfee and Horton were kind of together there. I don't know if somebody ran a wrong route or what, but Blackjack's third down now. Some updates here at the end of the first quarter. Mineota 12, Springfield 7, and Ortonville and Lakeview are tied 7-7. At the end of the first quarter up in Ortonville, it's their homecoming. And raining a little heavier now here at the Canby football field. So here's a third down play. The rain right in the Blackjack faces here. And now timeout called by Coach Corey Larson.
Timeout, Blackjack.
Another timeout on the field. So we'll take a quick break again, Kathy. 13-0 Blackjacks.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Johnson Memorial Health Services of Dawson, a fully integrated health care provider serving you with modern state-of-the-art equipment and a competent caring staff. With clinic, hospital, nursing home, home health, hospice, and outreach services, Johnson Memorial has the services you need in a small-town atmosphere. Massage therapy, physical and occupational therapy, and cardiac rehab also available at Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson, your partner in health. Sports also brought to you by Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting in Madison, Minnesota. For complete accounting, call 598-3327. Melissa Heinrich and Julie Ludvigson do business accounting, payroll, tax preparation, and more. See them at their office in the Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Law Building in Madison. That's Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, Madison.
All right, well, welcome back. Coach Corey Larson using his second timeout here in the first half. And the Blackjacks coming back on the field. They lead Canby 13-0 here in the second quarter. Jake Lee looks at his wristband out of shotgun. Got Boyk and Hughesby in the backfield from the Blackjack 31-yard line. Again, Lancer showing blitz. Kindop. And back to pass. Jay, he loses the ball. The ball fell out of his hands. It's still loose, and I think the Blackjacks recovered it. That rain, the Bentley Boyk recovers it in the backfield. Had a good view of that. Jake was bringing his arm up to throw, and the ball slipped right out of his hands. No one hit him, and the ball just slipped out of his hands with the rain. And it'll be fourth down, and the Blackjacks will punt. Sayre back to receive the punt for the Lancers. Yeah, with the wet conditions now. And there's a stand. Boyk drops the ball in punt formation, and Bentley picks it up, and he's going to run, and he's not going to get the first down. Bentley Boyk was in punt formation there, and he dropped the football, and he elected to pick it up and start running to the left towards the Blackjack bench, and he was well short of the first down. And so the Lancers will get the ball, and good field position, actually on the Blackjack 34-yard line. So a miscue there by the Blackjacks. And the Lancers. Now the rain turned into a light mist now, so first and 10. Parker Wiesman hands the ball off. Anderson, he's hit at the line of scrimmage by Hasted. Oh, my goodness. Jordan Hasted, the sophomore, put his head down, and he hit Anderson hard. That was a big collision. And there's some hard hitting going on in this football game, let me tell you. This is a rival game. Second down and 6 for Canby with exactly 10 minutes to play here before halftime. The Lancers come up to the line of scrimmage, which is the Blackjack 32. Quarterback Parker Wiesman, the junior, takes the snap. It's a low snap, picks it up, throws it over the middle to Cockleman. Incomplete. He led him a little too much there. And it'll be third down. Wiesman threw that on. There's a lot of velocity on it, but just led him a little too much. He was open. Cockleman was open. And it'll bring up third and 6. Canby with their home orange top, blue pants. Blackjacks with their yellow and white black helmets tonight, as usual. Here we go. Big third down play here for the Lancers. Caleb Greenman goes wide right. Shotgun for Beastman. Third and six from the Blackjack 32. Here comes the blitz. Throws it over the middle. Tipped, and it is almost caught by Greenman off the tip. I think Jake Wagner got a hand on it, the other receiver, and it goes incomplete. And it brings up fourth down, and Coach Cockerman looks like he'll be going for it here on the Blackjack 32-yard line. They need 6 yards, the Lancers do, need to get to the 24-yard line for that first down. So they're going for it on fourth and six. Down 13 to nothing to Dawson Boyd. Cockerman wide right. 6 yards they need to keep the drive going. Beastman out of shotgun. Here's a snap. Then he throws it, and it's incomplete. Cockerman went inside, and Beastman threw it outside. Nobody there. And the Blackjacks will get the football, leading 13-0. Beastman thought Cockerman was going to go down and out, and Cockerman went down and in. So from the 32-yard line, the Blackjacks have the football with 9:33 to go here in the second quarter. Romel Horton at wide receiver on the left side. Schulke, who caught an 84-yard touchdown pass in the first quarter, he's wide right. Jake takes a snap. Boyd gets the carry. Here's a sweep to the right side, and the Lancers play it nicely. Tackle made there by Noah Steffen. A gain of 5 or 6 there for Boyk, but Boyk had some blockers when that play was developing. And all of a sudden, the Lancers showed up. And it'll be second down, and we'll call it 4. Ball's on the 37-yard line of the Blackjacks. Lindblad, the center, ready to snap the ball back to Jake Lee. Ball's on the Blackjack 37. Here's a snap. Here's a pass to the left side to Horton. Oh, he drops it. This might be a fumble. No, they're going to throw it dead. Rommel was taken off before he caught the ball. And it brings up third down for Dawson Boyd. Jake looked left quick. Just a quick pass to Rommel Horton. Rommel didn't even run around. He just, the snap of the ball, he just turned and faced Jake. And Jake threw it and hit him right in the hands and dropped it. So here's a third and 5. Can the Blackjacks pick up the first down to keep the drive going? Or Lancers want to force a punt here. Third and 5 from the 37. Jake takes the ball, pitches it to Boyk. He's got room on the left side. He's got blockers. Goes across the 40, 50. There goes Bentley Boyk down the sideline. Bentley Boyk is going to score. Touchdown, Dawson Boyd. Bentley Boyk. Oh, he had blockers in front of him. And when he got to the outside, he turned the burner on. Bentley, another run. He had over 350 yards rushing last week, and that was a 63-yard touchdown run. By Bentley Boyk, making it 19-0. And the Lancers, or the Blackjacks, will be going for a 2-point conversion here. Jake takes the ball, pitches it back, and Hughesby's going to throw it, a halfback pass, and it goes incomplete, and the score remains. Dawson Boyd, 19, Camby nothing, with 8:31 to go in the first half. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Keaton Schulke on the Blackjack football team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193. Also brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson and Highway 75 in Madison. Talk to Mike Erickson for new or used cars. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson and Madison. See them soon.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and
and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. Tossinson Septic of Montevideo has porta-potties for rent for parties, family reunions, company parties, and community festivals. They even have pretty pink porta-potties just for women. Give Ryan Tossinson of Tossinson Septic in Montevideo a call today. 320-269-7243. Tossinson Septic gets the job done. Tossinson Septic, Montevideo.
All right, Romel Horton will kick off. He's got it teed up at the 40. The Blackjacks lead 19-0. After a 63-yard touchdown by Boyk. And another, the Lancer kick returner dropped it. Cockleman couldn't field it. The ball might be a little slippery, and he had to pick it up and then fall on it. 19-0 Blackjacks. Got another update for you here. With 10 minutes to go in the second quarter, Mineota leading Springfield 26-7. Here the Lancers have the football here in the second quarter. Lancers break the huddle. The ball's on their 17-yard line. 8:29 to play before halftime. Parker Wiesman. Snap. Going to throw it. Got time. And he zings it over the middle. And it's incomplete. Pass intended to Caleb Greenman. Threw it just a bit behind him, but Greenman had a hand on it. He's trying to haul it in. And the ball falls to the ground. Incomplete. Brings up second down for Camby. Well, Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up at halftime. We'll go through all the scores in the Southwest District and talk a little homecoming here in Camby tonight. Lancers break the huddle. The ball's on their 17-yard line, second and 10. Parker with the ball, hands the ball off up the middle, and NUCK wraps the running back up there. I think it's Anderson. We'll see as he gets up. It's Cameron Anderson, the ball carrier. NUCK and Blake on the stop, along with Lindblad. And no gain on the play there, I believe. Might have picked up a yard. We'll call it third and nine, I believe. Third and nine for Canby. Parker Wiesman looks over to Blackjack defense from his own 18-yard line in motion. Goes Cockleman. Here's a snap. Parker's going to throw it out here to Cockleman. He's open, and he throws it through his hands incomplete. Cockleman was wide open out here in the flat. Wasn't a Blackjack around and just slipped through his hands above his helmet. And it'll be fourth down, and the Lancers will punt. Blackjack should get some good field position here. Romel Horton and Keaton Schulke standing at the 50-yard line. Greenman, the punter, there's a snap. It's a good one. And he gets a good punt off. And it dies. It doesn't even roll or bounce. It just died there at the 45-yard line. So Dawson Boyd gets the ball in Camby Lancer territory. See where they mark the football here. Blackjacks leading 19-0. It was 13-0 at the end of the first quarter. So it looks like they're going to put the ball down at the Camby Lancer 46-yard line. That's where the Blackjacks will have the football, leading 19-0. Keaton Schulke goes wide right. And in the backfield, Colton Huseby and Bentley Boyk. From the 46, the snap. Pitch out to Bentley. They're going to try the right side sweep this time. And he is tackled again by guest Jaden Kindop. Kindop is all over the field here for the Lancers in the first half. I still have the sound in my head from the hit he put on Huseby in that first quarter. Second down and seven. And now we're going to have a timeout equipment problem here by the Blackjacks. And I think we're good now. We're ready to roll. Jake Lee doing a fine job at quarterback. He manages the game well. Coach Corey Larson talked about him in the Subway pregame show. Jake's the senior. Now he's under center from the Lancer 43. Back to pass. Drop, straight drop back. He's going to throw it up in the air down the side rim. Now Horton, and we're going to have defensive pass interference. Horton was going up for the ball. And Sayre was there defending, and Sayre will be called for pass interference. There, Romel gets up. More of a Jake just threw it up down the right sideline. So they'll bring up second down and seven for Dawson Boyd. Romel's going to stay in the game. We'll get a penalty, with the pass interference, And they'll mark it off. It'll be inside the 30, probably the 26, 27-yard line of the Lancers. Dawson Boyd leading 19-0 here in the second quarter. Blackjack's ready. Keaton Shokey's wide left, and Riley Cocklin got a guarding Shokey out there. They're just two guys standing way split wide to the left there. First and 10 for Dawson Boyd from the Lancer 27. Jake's out of shotgun this time. Waiting for the snap. There it is. Hand off to Bentley. He's going to sweep to the left side, being chased by a couple Lancers. Puts his head down, still on his feet, and then he's run out of bounds at about the 10, 15-yard line. Boy, Bentley is so hard to bring down. Got to give credit to the offensive line there for the Blackjacks, especially the guards. They're doing a great job of pulling and getting out there. Austin Moan, and also the center there, Lindblad. Stone Irvine, Slade Irvine. Number 58, Cody Stock as well. First and 10, that was a first down for Dawson Boyd. The ball's inside the 20. In the red zone here, actually on the 16-yard line. Bentley's going to get the carry up the middle, and he is ankle-tackled there.
Stokes
makes the tackle. Ty Stokes. And clock is running, 6:09, 6:08 to go before halftime. The homecoming festivities here at halftime. It's a second down and five. Ball's on in about the 10-yard line or 11-yard line, second and five. Back to pass Lee. He's going to throw it in the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Blackjacks, number four, Josh Nuck from 11 yards out. Josh Nuck from 11-yard touchdown pass from Jake Lee. And making it 25-0. And it looks like the Blackjacks can go for that two-point conversion again, which they failed on last time. So a two-point conversion here for Dawson Boyd. Jake got a shotgun. Here's the snap. And no, that was Colt Huseby. It's a wildcat. Huseby takes the snap from center, goes left, and I don't think he got in there. It's no good. So the Blackjacks didn't get it in for the two-point conversion. Good defense there by the Lancers on that two-point conversion. Take a break. Blackjacks lead 25-0.
Hi, I'm Eli Lowry of Dawson Boyd LQPV Boy Scout Troop 322, and we're having a wreath and Christmas tree sale. It is a fundraiser for our troops so we can do some activities. If you order any, they'll be delivered to you around Thanksgiving, and you could contact any local Boy Scouts you know, or Brett Buer at 320-769-2716. Sales will end on October 29th. Thank you.
All right, we're back. Blackjacks score on an 11-yard touchdown pass from Josh Nuck, or to Josh Nuck. Into the end zone from Jake Lee. and a two-point conversion fails. And the score is 25-0 here in the second quarter. And Romel Horton once again doing the kicking duties here for Dawson Boyd. Sayre and Cockleman back deep. Here's the kick, and it's going to go to Cockleman at about the 25-yard line, and Riley goes right up the middle, gets across the 30 to 35, and tackle made by Halstead, and number 14, Trevin Johnson. So Camby, if they get some offense going here, and get that goose egg off the scoreboard. 5:39 to play here before halftime. I had Cockleman open a few times. Parker hasn't just been able to hit him. Lancers break the huddle. Ball's on their 37-yard line. Parker Wiesman out of shotgun. Wiesman is 6'3". Left-hander. Here's a snap. And the handoff is a pitch. Double pitch, and it's a halfback pass. Greg Greenman wide open to Cockleman. They did that last week against Lackawanna Valley. And, wow, 63-yard pass from Greenman to Cockleman. Gets the Lancers on the board. He was wide open. I mean, wide open. Here's the extra point kick. And it is up, and it is no good. And the score remains 25-6. Dawson Boyd, we'll take a break and be right back with more football from Canby right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.com. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your fire, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
All right, the Lancers get on the board. Here's an onside kick by Camby, and it's not going to go 10 yards. And, the Lancers get on the board on a 63-yard halfback pass from Greenman to Cockleman. And the extra point was no good there by Camby, so the score is 25-6. Dawson Boyd leading. Now the Lancers just tried an onside kick. Got 5:27 to play here in the second quarter. Got an update for you. Late in the second quarter, Mineota 33, Springfield 7. And the Vikings, once again, having a spectacular football season. And we'll see Mineota in a couple weeks when they host Lackawanna Valley. The referee's trying to figure out the penalty here on that onside kick. And they're going to mark it off. And the Blackjacks will have the ball in Lancer territory. Looks like just about the 38-yard line of the Lancers. So the onside kick doesn't work there for the Lancers. And the Blackjacks with the football. First and 10, they lead 25-6. Lee from shotgun, hand off to Bentley, off left tackle, and he is tackled at the ankles. A couple Lancers there. And looks like Ty Stokes on the tackle, along with number 51, who's getting up slow there. Josh Steffen made the tackle, and Steffen is hurt. He's going to have to come out of the game. He's holding his left arm as he runs off. Dylan Bruns comes in. So So it's second and six for Dawson Boyd. Clock is running. Jake on a shotgun. Boyk in the backfield with Hughesby. Here's the pitch out to Bentley. They're going to try the left side again. They scored on this before. Bentley cuts it upfield. He's on his way. There goes Bentley Boyk. And he is touchdown. 35-yard touchdown run by Bentley Boyk. Boy, oh boy, once he gets around the corner. Good downfield blocking by the Blackjacks. And Bentley just picked up his second touchdown run there, I believe. So it's 31-6, Dawson Boyd. Yeah, it's just a pitch out to the left and a kind of like a sweep and get some blockers in front of him, and down the sideline he went right in front of the Blackjack bench. Here's a two-point conversion for Dawson Boyd. Jake will hand the ball. No, he's going to keep it, and he's going to roll out right. He's going to throw it, and then he walks into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good, and the Blackjacks lead 33-6 with 4:45 to play here before halftime. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by MinWest Bank. Have big plans for sprucing up your home this summer? Check out MinWest Bank's home equity loan or line of credit. And the interest on the home equity loan is usually tax deductible. For complete details, call MinWest Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Sports also brought to you by Ottertail Power Company, reminding you of the importance of high school athletics in the lives of children. These extracurricular activities play a role in the education and development of those kids involved. Plus, these activities provide a way for kids to learn some of life's most important lessons. Lessons that will take them through life with a sense of accomplishment and pride. Ottertail Power Company salutes all those athletes, coaches, and fans that make every season one to be remembered. It's also brought to you by T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson. Offering bedroom sets, custom-made mirrors, tables and chairs, a great selection of electric fireplaces, T&D Barnwood Rustics can create that warm, unique place you're looking for. Open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 10 a.m. till 5, and Saturdays from 10 till 3. And by appointment by calling 605-695-1246. T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
All right, Dawson Boyd leading 33-6. Mel Horton just kicked off to the Lancers on the kickoff, and Hunter Cleveland returned the ball to the 37-yard line. That's where the Canby Lancers will have it. First and 10, down 33-6 with 4:40 to play here in the first half. Handoff, Anderson up the middle, and look at all the white jerseys around Anderson. Maybe picked up a yard, maybe two, by Cameron Anderson. Lindblad is the host of Blackjacks there, Irvine, N-U-C-K, Halfstead, number 14 was there, Trevin Johnson, gain of two for Anderson. Sayre go in the slot, it's second and eight for the Lancers, 4:04 to play, pitch out, we'll go to number two, Anderson, and there we got flags all over the place, he's tackled. And that was Anderson with the ball carrier. Maybe picked up 3 yards on that carry off right tackle. But Boyk was there along with number three, Ramel Horton. And the penalty will be on the Canby Lancers. That'll back them up. Under 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports on a cold Friday night. Did rain pretty good in the second quarter there, but it has stopped. Maybe a light mist once in a while. But a lot of people here for homecoming football here in Canby tonight. You know, they had a feed here. I know Lions Club has a concession stand to the right here, and that's always busy. Once again, congratulations to the homecoming king, Evan Stokes, and the queen, Kaylee Lepke. Referees conferring here. They did mark the penalty off. Ball's on the Lancer 30. In with the play is Hunter Cleveland from Coach Cockleman. Blackjacks 33, Canby 6 here in the second quarter. Lancers break the huddle. They'll come up to the line of scrimmage. They have second and 18 after the penalty. The ball's on their 30-yard line. Parker Wiesman's going to throw it. He's got time. Now he steps up in the pocket. He does not have time, and he's sacked by Bentley Boyk. That was a safety sack there. Nobody open that Parker Wiesman could find. He had time, and then the pocket collapsed on him, and Boyk was there for the quarterback sack. Clock is running with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Jake Wagner, sophomore in. Of course, Jake, an outstanding golfer, went to the state golf tournament this year. Enjoyed interviewing Jake at Pebble Creek in Becker during the state golf meet last June. Here's third and 18. Beastman's going to throw it. Looking deep. Oh, he's hit! He's hit. And by Austin Moen, the ball's loose on the ground. And incomplete pass, they call it. Beastman is moving her. Now it's fourth down. Boy, Austin Moen, big number 71, the sophomore, 6'1", 205. Got Parker there. And so the Lancers will punt. Keaton Schulke and Romel Horton back to receive the punt. And the punt is low. It's kind of blocked. Might have hit somebody in the shoulder pad, but it's going to roll to the 40-yard line. And Ty Stokes downs it there. It was a low punt. I think it nicked somebody at the line of scrimmage, but it did go pretty far after that. So Dawson Boyd with the football right on their 40-yard line, leading 33-6. Once again, we'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. We'll go through some scores in the Southwest District. Talk about volleyball coming up. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Talk about that a little bit. First and 10 for Dawson Boyd. Oh, Jake drops the ball. Here comes the rush. He picks it up. Throws it out here to Hughesby. Makes a catch. What a catch by Hughesby. And he's still on his feet. And he's inside the 40. The 30. There goes Colton Hughesby. And he's finally tackled by Noah Steffen. Oh, what a catch by Hughesby. And what a great run by Colton after the catch. Well, he is tiptoeing on the sideline there right in front of Coach Corey Larson. But Steffen might have saved the touchdown there. And that's in Canby Lancer territory. It looks like on the 22-yard line. Blackjacks. Yeah, Jake dropped the ball and quick picked it up, and then he fired it to the left side to Hughesby. It looked like kind of made a one-handed catch in a way. So here's first and 10 for Dawson Boyd on Canby's 22, threatening to score with 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Lancer showing blitz. Here's the throw going to Durfee in the end zone, and Durfee makes the catch in the end zone, and that's a touchdown for the Blackjacks from 22 yards out to Zach Durfee.
Lead to Durfee for a Blackjack touchdown.
And another score there for the Blackjacks. Touchdown, Jake Lee. Third touchdown or pass of the first half to Durfee in the end zone. 39-6, Blackjacks kicking the extra point is Jang. Durfee the holder. There's a snap. The kick is up, and it is good. It is good, and it's 40-6. We'll take a break and be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
All right, Horton is kicking off. The Blackjacks lead 40-6 with a minute 50 to go. Have a line drive kick, and it goes to the 30-yard line, right to number 51, Josh Steffen, and he runs it out to the 35. So a minute 43 to go, and the Lancers with the football. Here's an update from Yellow Medicine East, halftime, Lackapaw Valley 7, and Yellow Medicine East nothing at the half. So the Eagles have a halftime lead there in Granite Falls tonight. Here's the Lancers, Parker Wiesman from the 36-yard line. And handoff goes to number 24 to the right side, Hunter Cleveland, and he's stopped. Colton Hughes will be there, along with Slade Irvine on the stock, and Halstead there again. Jordan Halstead's a good-looking ball player. He's aggressive at his linebacker position, a sophomore. 1:17 clock running here. Wide right is Caleb Greenman. Parker Wiesman. They connected last time. There was a halfback pass, I guess. Greenman to Cockerman. Here's a handoff. The number 3, Ty Stamps, and he spins and turns and gets across the 40 to the 45. Nice run there by the freshman, Ty Stokes. 47 seconds to go. It'll be, that's just shy of the first down, about a yard, less than a yard. It'll be 3rd and 1 for Canby. You know they're going to go deep here with 30 seconds to go. The clock is running. 40-6, the score. Cockman will go wide left. 23 seconds now to play. Parker Wiesman, 3rd and 1. Handoff goes to Ty Stokes. Up the middle, he's got the first down, and that will stop the clock. First down for the Lancers. And, well, I don't know how far Wiesman can throw the football, if he can get it in the end zone here from 50 yards. But maybe they're going to just let the clock run out, it looks like. And they are. They're going to let the clock run out. And there's your halftime score here in Canby tonight. 40-6, Dawson Boyd at the half. We'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime reports.
This is Bentley Blake from the Blackjack football team, and you're listening to Blackjack Football on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Check them out on the web at www.thefinerthingsatmonicas.com. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727. Sports also brought to you by Lund Implement Company, located Highway 75 North in Madison, serving farmers in western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota since 1955. They carry AGCO and Massey Ferguson tractors, Gleaner combines, White planters, Heston hay equipment, Bobcat skid steer loaders, versatile four-wheel drive and Genesis tractors, and Simplicity lawn and garden equipment. Lund Implement Company, North Highway 75 in Madison. Call 1-800-598-3155.
Going on vacation and can't take your pet? Pleasant Valley Kennels of rural Ortonville is for you. Steve and Bobby Oak's family boarding facility that takes cats, dogs, birds, and other special pets. Separate areas for dogs and cat. Call 320-273-2421.
Hi, this is Keaton Schoeke on the Blackjack football team, and you're listening to Q92.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM. Sports on Q92. It's time for the halftime report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. The halftime score here is Dawson Boyd 40 and Camby 6. Let's go through some of the scoring in the first half. Dawson Boyd got on the board first on a 84-yard touchdown pass from Jake Lee to Keaton Schoeke. And that was kind of just a lateral pass to Keaton on the line of scrimmage, and then he just took off down the sideline and went 84 yards for the touchdown, 7-0 Blackjacks. Then the very next play after the kickoff, Parker Wiesman was intercepted by Colton Huseby at the 34-yard line. Colton ran the ball into the end zone for a touchdown. And just like that, in a flash, the Blackjacks had a 13-0 lead. And that was the score at the end of the first quarter, 13-0. Then in the second quarter, Blackjacks had a 63-yard touchdown run by Bentley Boyk, making it 19-0. And then Josh NUCK caught a pass in the end zone from Jake Lee with 5:45 to go in his second quarter, making the score 25-0. And then the Camby Lancers got on the scoreboard on a halfback pass from Greenman to Riley Cockleman. Cockleman was wide open. There wasn't a Blackjack around. And the halfback pass worked there. 25-6, Dawson Boyd. And then Bentley Boyk scored his second touchdown of the first half. Went in from 35 yards out, and the Blackjacks led 33-6. And then their last score was a pass, 22-yard pass from Jake Lee to Zach Durfee in the end zone. And that's where we're at, 40-6. Other scores around the Southwest Minnesota District, as I mentioned, Lacapau Valley. Close game here in Granite Falls against the Sting, 7-0. The Eagles leading at the half over Yellow Medicine East. Also up in Ortonville, Ortonville has their homecoming tonight. And they're tied with Lakeview, 7-7. And the last report I got from Minneota, I'm sure they're at halftime now, but the Vikings leading Springfield, 33-7. And tune in tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for the Coaches Show here on Q92 with Dick Newman. And we'll talk with the Lacapau Valley Dawson Boyd coaches and see how they did this week. Our next broadcast will come Tuesday. I'll be in Dawson for Dig Pink Night, Breast Cancer Awareness Night. And Lacapau Valley will be there. Coach Ainsley Anderson and the Lacapau Valley volleyball team. Just drive down the road there to Dawson Boyd to take on the Blackjacks. That's Tuesday night. And you'll hear that volleyball match right here on Q92. PA announcer here introducing the Camby homecoming royalty out here at the on the field. And once again, the King, homecoming King, crowned last Monday here in Camby was Evan Stokes. And the Queen was Kaylee Lepke. So congratulations to them. And they're being introduced here shortly. They'll make the walk across the football field in front of this large Camby Lancer crowd here tonight on a cool Friday night. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. I hope you tuned in this morning on Q92 with Monica, Fashion Easter Friday, with Monica Bobman, 9:15 every other Friday here on Q92. And Monica was talking fall fashion this morning, talking a lot of fall fashions. So thanks to Monica for sponsoring the half. halftime report throughout the school year. We sure do appreciate that. So I'm going to turn it back to you at the studios for about, six minutes or so, Kathy. Here the score is Dawson Boyd 40 and Camby 6.
She has two siblings.
We're at Monica's Apparel and Accessories located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. In Monica, we have cooler temperatures. Fall is here. Winter just around the corner. What's new in fashions?
This is a perfect time, ladies, to boost up your boots at Monica's Apparel and Accessories. I have gotten the most beautiful boots in, the most gorgeous colors, and I want you to cruise on into Monica's for a pair of Ariat. The Ariat cruisers are hot, too, right now.
I suppose you have high-top boots, low-top boots, high heel boots, flat boots.
You name it. The booties are hotter than a pistol right now. And I have those in, of course. And then we've got the tall boots and the mid-calf boot. And the colors are beautiful. Chestnut brown. I have black, cranberry, and gray, too.
And Monica will sing, "These boots are made for walking," when you come in.
These boots are made for walking. So cruise on into Monica's Apparel and Accessories in awesome Dawson.
So come into Monica's and check out the great selection of all the new boots just in. Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street.
I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
It's 8:19.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. This evening we expect lows in the upper 30s, as we'll see those rain showers ending, leaving us with mainly cloudy skies. Then heading into Saturday, we still expect cloudy skies even into Saturday night, as we reach highs in the mid-40s, and lows will still be around the upper 30s. Then heading into your extended forecast, a chance for rain showers developing in the late afternoon on Sunday, as we expect highs in the low 50s. And then Monday and Tuesday, we continue to expect rain showers likely for both days, with temperatures warming up to the mid to upper 50s. And then on Wednesday, back down into the low 50s with more rain showers. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on Q92 Country. Right now, it's 48.
This farm safety reminder brought to you by the Lac Parle Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency located downtown Dawson. They know that farming involves all kinds of risks, from farm equipment to farm chemicals to livestock. Farmers face many hazards unknown to people in other occupations. And that's why the people at Lac Parle Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency in Dawson, hope you'll take time this week to make sure your farm operation is as safe as it can be. That's Lac Parle Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency, owned and operated by Vicki and Pete Strand. Stop in and see them for all your insurance needs. Their office located downtown Dawson, or call 320-841-0317. Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193. Also brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson and Highway 75 in Madison. Talk to Mike Erickson for new or used cars. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson and Madison. See them soon.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services: water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Tossinson Septic of Montevideo has porta potties for rent for parties, family reunions, company parties, and community festivals. They even have pretty pink porta potties just for women. Give Ryan Tossinson of Tossinson Septic in Montevideo a call today, 320-269-7243. Tossinson Septic gets the job done. Tossinson Septic, Montevideo.
Hi, I'm Colton Hughesby from the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks football team, and you're listening to Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Hi, I'm Eli Lowry of Dawson Boyd LQPV Boy Scout Troop 322, and we're having a wreath and Christmas tree sale. It is a fundraiser for our troop so we can do some activities, If you order any, they'll be delivered to you around Thanksgiving, and you could contact any local Boy Scouts you know, or Brett Buer at 320-769-2716. Sales will end on October 29th. Thank you.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212 in Dawson, serving this area for over 125 years. They're here to serve their patrons today and for years to come. Dawson Grain Co-op is open to new members anytime. Try us once and we know you'll be back. Come and watch us grow. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, or on the web at www.dawsongrain.com. Also by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience? All their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
All right, welcome back to Canby, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, and the Blackjacks leading the Canby Lancers by a score of 40-6 here. We're going to start the third quarter here in a couple minutes. Lancers have yet to come back onto the field. The Blackjacks are ready to go here. Let's go through some of them scores that we got that halftime, or maybe some of them have started already in the third quarter. But the Lackawanna Valley Eagle football team, they're in Granite Falls tonight to take on the Sting at halftime. The Eagles are leading 7-0. Got some stats there. Looked like a touchdown by Wyatt Halverson. Halverson almost had 77 yards rushing at quarterback position for the Eagles. So the Eagles leading by a score of 7-0. Ortonville's having their homecoming tonight, and Ortonville and Lakeview are tied up at halftime, 7-7. Yeah, a good football game going on there. Of course, we'll see the Ortonville Trojans next Friday night for Lackawanna Valley's homecoming. A lot of festivities planned for Lackawanna Valley homecoming next week. It all starts with the coordination on a Monday night out at Lackawanna Valley High School, and then the big homecoming parade next Friday afternoon. And yours truly, Maynard Meyer, will be emceeing the parade out at school. And they bring everybody. There's almost 800 students that will be out there, elementary, preschool to senior high. And, of course, the Madison and Appleton Chamber of Commerce will be handing out Sundrop along with the Madison Bottling Company to all the students and staff after the big pep fest on Friday afternoon at Lackawanna Valley. And then, of course, the football game with the Ortonville Trojans. Ortonville having a good year this year, and should be an interesting game, that's for sure. So, other scores, Mineota, the Vikings were leading at the half by a score of 33-7 over Springfield. Springfield plays in the East District, and so Mineota getting that game in at the East District tonight. And as I said, in a couple weeks, I'll be down in Mineota when Lackawanna Valley goes there. It'll be actually on the MEA Wednesday night. So, all right, we're about set to go here. Got about a minute left before the third quarter, and guess what? Got a pretty heavy mist going on right now here in Canby. Nice halftime show here, introducing the Canby royalty here on this cold Friday night. The Lancers will get the football to start the third quarter. And after the game, we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show, and then tomorrow morning at 9:15, Dick Newman with the Lacrobal Valley Dawson Boyd Coaches Show. I apologize. The Blackjacks will get the football to start the second half. Kicking off for Canby is Evan Stokes, the homecoming king. He's got it teed up on the right hash mark here. Lancers are minus one on the kick team, so here he comes. Now we're ready to go. Ravel Horton and NUCK back deep to receive the kickoff here for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks leading 40-6. Stokes has the ball teed up. It's a good kicker. And he gets his foot into that one, and oh, I jinxed him. It went out of bounds. Kind of went off the side of his foot, and coaching staff there, the Lancers not happy with that. So the Blackjacks will get the ball in some good field position here. At 12 minutes up on the scoreboard. Hey, we've got the meander going on in the Q92 listening area tomorrow. Forgot to mention that at halftime. That's a pretty getting to be a huge event, the meander down up the Minnesota River Valley. A lot of arts, a lot of talented artistic people in the Q92 listening area. So take part in that tomorrow. You can pick up a really nice map at the Q92 studios if you'd like. All right, here we go. Let's see. They got the Blackjacks have the football on their 46-yard line to start the third quarter. Jake Lee, the senior quarterback, wearing number 12, out of shotgun. Here we go. And the snap, and we got whistles at the snap. False start on Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks with a false start. Now back them up five. Bentley Boyk with two touchdown rushing touchdowns there in the first half. Well over 100 yards rushing. 40-6 the score, and they back the penalty up there on the Blackjacks. Blackjacks all wear wristbands. The linemen, they're ready to go. Everybody's looking at their wristbands, and they're ready to go. Now Jake looks at his wristband, and this is first and 15. Jake's going to throw it, and he catches it to Schoke, the same play they scored on. Schoke lets it go. He goes down the sideline. He's at the 50, the 40, and he's tackled. Same play. They scored. Schoke scored on the 84-yard touchdown run, a pass. Exact same play. Coach Corey Larson trying to duplicate that. Hunter Cleveland probably saved the touchdown. Ball's in deep in Canby territory here on the 33. This time Schoke, he's having a heck of a game. He's wide left. First and 10 for Dawson Boyd. From the Canby Lancer 33-yard line. Boyk and Hughesby in the backfield with Jake Lee. The snap, handoff to Bentley, off left tackle. He kind of slipped and then he was tackled there by Caleb Greenman. So Greenman taking a Boyk down there. Bentley is trying to make a cut there, and he was kind of slipping at the same time Greenman was hitting him. And probably looks like he lost a bit there. Oh, a gain of one, excuse me. Gain of one. Second down. No, call it 10. Second 10. Jake's under center now. Bentley's right behind him. Lone setback. Long snap count here. And here's a counter play, and it's fumbled in the backfield to Colton Hughesby. Fumbled the ball. Canby recovers it. I have not seen that offensive set all season by the Blackjacks. They were in tight. Canby with the football. Vince who recovered it. Wernish is pretty happy as he comes off the field. He might have recovered it. But, yeah, the handoff, Hughesby was trying to take the handoff in motion there and didn't really get it clean from Jake, and it fell to the ground. First and 10 for the Lancers. Feastman's going to throw it to the left side. It's slanted in, and it's caught. Oh, short pass there. Tackle made by Schulke and Durfee. So a gain of 7 there to Cockleman. And it'll be 2nd and 3 for the Lancers, just outside the 36-yard line. Jake Wagner, or Sayer in the slot. 2nd and 3, handoff goes number 24, and he gets the first down, and he's hit hard by Hughesby. That was the ball carrier, Hunter Cleveland. Nice hard run there by Hunter Cleveland. He comes out of the game, gets a nice hand from the Lancer fans on homecoming night here in Canby. That's a Lancer first down. Now on the 49-yard line of the Lancers. Parker Wiesman will pass. Looking left, throws it down the sideline. Incomplete. Pass intended, looks like the Ty Stokes goes incomplete. On the coverage there for Dawson Boyd was Trevin Johnson, the sophomore. Blackjacks lead 40-6. Put up 40 points in that first half. Lancers in the huddle. And they break the huddle. Cockleman will go wide right. Ty Stokes, the freshman running back, in the backfield with Parker Wiesman, the quarterback. 6'3" junior takes the snap, hands off to Ty Stokes. He slips, and Austin Moan got a piece of him. No gain on the play there for Canby. Looks like the field might be a little slippery. It's not really raining right now. It was misting a little bit off and on at halftime. So it's a 3rd and 11. Lancers want to keep the drive going here. They need to pick up the 11 yards. Down 40-6 here in the third quarter. Once again, the freshman running back in the backfield, Ty Stokes. Shotgun for Beastman on 3rd and 11 for Canby. In motion goes Sayre. Here's the snap. Here comes the rush by Blake, and they throw it deep down the sideline, and it is incomplete. Riley Cockleman, the intended receiver, got a hand on it, as did Keaton Schulke of the Blackjacks. Schulke defending well there. Keaton's playing a heck of a game. And the Lancers will punt. Schulke will be back to receive the punt with Rommel. And Greenman, the punter for Canby, standing at about the 35-yard line. There's a snap. It's a good one. And it's a low-line drive punt picked up by Schulke at about the 25-yard line. Keaton avoids a runner. Now he goes up the field. There goes Keaton Schulke. Breaks out into the open. Keaton Schulke is going to score. Touchdown on the punt return for the Blackjacks. 75 yards. Punt return for Keaton Schulke. Number 10 does it again for the Blackjacks. He's surprising me with his speed. I didn't know I realized Keaton was that fast. Boy, he had after he fielded a couple, he made a couple Lancers miss, and then he went right down the sideline, right in front of Coach Corey Larson, not the Blackjack fans, and broke it. So a punt return by Schulke. Extra point kick coming here by Isaac Jan, number 9, exchange student, I believe. And waiting for the snap. Durfee the holder. There's the snap. The kick is up, and it is good. And the Blackjacks lead 47-6. We'll be back after this.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan at 320-226 226-1079. That's 226-1079. Ryan reminds everyone to always stay safe. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota. Do you need electrical wiring done? Give Jesse Myers of Myers Electric in Appleton a call today. Jesse does large and small projects, commercial, industrial, and residential electric service available. Jesse stands behind all his work, and service is what Myers Electric in Appleton is all about. Call Myers Electric today at 320-226-7447. That's Myers Electric, Appleton.
All right, Keaton Schulke, 75-yard punt return. And the Blackjacks lead 47-6. And the Blackjacks just kicked off to the Lancers. And the Lancers have the ball first and 10 on their 36-yard line. Beastman will take the snap. There it is. And he'll hand it off to Greenman. And our number 24, excuse me, that's Hunter Cleveland. He shifts. And then he's finally tackled there by Lindblad. So a big punt return there by the Blackjacks. And Keaton Schulke's having himself a heck of a night. 47-6, Dawson Boyd. Lancers with the football, second and six on their 30-yard line. Feastman will hand the ball off to Ty Stokes up the middle, across the 35, almost to the 40. Lindblad and Colton Hughesby on the tackle. Nice run again by the freshman, Ty Stokes. He's a 180-pounder. So it brings up, that was a first down for the Lancers off Ty Stokes' run. And so the Lancers have the ball on their 38-yard line. Feastman waiting for the snap out of shotgun. There it is. And he's going to fake a handoff. Now he throws it out here on a slant in, incomplete. Conkelman slipped and fell down. Defending there was the sophomore, Micah Olson. 7:20 to go here in the third quarter. Paul Ramo here in Canby tonight on this Friday night. Lancers break the huddle. Ball's right on the 38 of the Lancers. Sayre go wide left, and also number 26, Caleb Greenman. Second and 10, snap. Stokes gets the carry, looking for a hole, and it closes quickly. And Slade Irvine and Hughesby on the stop for Dawson Boyd. And that was a gain of a few yards. No gain, third and 10. Get some updates here for you. Tracy Milroy Ballatin leading Sleepy Eye 20-16. East District there, 2016 Panthers. Panthers having a good game, or a good season again. Here's a big third down play for this Canby Lancer offense. Third and 10 from the 38. Back to pass. Here comes a blitz. Throws it up over the middle to Cochran. And Horton picks it off at the 40-yard line. Romel Horton with the interception. And Horton celebrating there. And a turnover there. And so Dawson Boyd will get the football on. Let's see where the referee's going to put the football down here. It's off the 36-37-yard line. So that's where Dawson Boyd will have the ball. 6:30 to go in the third quarter, that is. Ball's on the 36-yard line of the Blackjacks. First and 10 for Dawson Boyd. Keaton Schoelke wide left. Sayre guarding him out there in no man's land. Here's a handoff to Bentley. Right tackle. And he's dragged down from behind by a host of Lancers. Getting there first was Josh Steffen. And number 56 on the stop, Shane Noyes. And big number 68, Justin Wernish. Blackjacks, Jake Lee looking over the Lancer defense here from the 40-yard line. It'll be second and six. Lancers showing blitz. Here's a snap. Quick handoff up the middle to Bentley. And, oh, he's a nice shoestring tackle there by the Lancers, number 51. Guess who? Josh Steffen there again. After three quarters up in Ortonville, it's still tied 7-7 between Ortonville and Lakeview. Here, Dawson Boyd leading the Blackjacks with the football here in the third quarter. Third and five. They need 5 yards. And the snap, and Lee throws it to Durfee, and he overthrows him, incomplete. And it'll be fourth down. Looks like the Blackjacks will have to punt. Durfee, I don't know, the ball got away from Jake there, but he sailed that one way over the head of Durfee. So back to receive the punt is Tyler Sayre. Last Friday, I've hardly called Sayre's name here tonight. Last Friday, Sayre had a lot of touches against Lacapaw Valley. He did a great job against the Eagles last Friday night. He's back to receive the punt here. Boyk the punter for Dawson Boyd. There's the snap, and the punt is away. Nice punt, and Sayre's going to field it at the 20. He gets to the outside, 25-30. Cuts to the inside of the field, 35-40. Nice punt return there. Nice return there by Tyler Sayre, the junior. Third time the Blackjacks have punted in the game. So Sayre returns it to the 42-yard line of the Lancers. Paul Ramo here in Gamby tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. Lancers with the ball. And Parker Wiesman. Looks like the Blackjacks linebackers half did. Hughesby. One of them blitzed. Here's the pass. And now over the middle. And it's caught at the 45-yard line. Wiesman with a bullet to Caleb Greenman. And Hughesby was all over him. And NUCK was all over him. Boy, Wiesman threaded that one. Nice throw by the junior quarterback, Parker Wiesman, in traffic over the middle. And a nice catch by Greenman. And that's a Lancer first down. Ball in Blackjack territory, the 45. First and 10. Handoff. Goes to 24 and coming up. Hasted makes the tackle. Oh, he stays on his feet. Hunter Cleveland. Nice second effort there by the Lancer, Hunter Cleveland. Boy, I said this is the first half. There's some hard hits down there on that football field tonight. Jordan Hasted was a big hit on Greenwood, but he kept his feet. Picked up a couple more yards after that. Second down for Lancers. Ball's on the Blackjack 43. Ty Stokes in the backfield with Wiesman. There's a snap. Wiesman's going to throw it to his left. And then he's sacked. And the ball's loose. And it's picked up by Austin Moon. And he falls down. Blackjacks get the football. Austin Moon. Not sure who hit him. Who hit Wiesman. Might have been Irvine or Lindblad. But Austin Moon picked up the fumble. I think Austin is thinking touchdown, and Lancer just tripped him up there as he was picking the football up. So Dawson Boyd with the football after the fumble there. First and 10 for the Blackjacks in Lancer territory on the Lancer 48-yard line. Blackjacks leading 47-6. Schoelke in the slot. along with Horton on the wide left here. Here's a snap. Back to pass. They're going to Horton. He's open at the 30. Makes the catch. There's a flag on the field, and Horton goes into the end zone. Touchdown. But they're going to bring it back, I think. It was going to be holding on the Blackjacks. Let's see if the referee's call here. And, oh, push in the back. On the Blackjacks. Well, they're keen on Shoki down low here, and Jake did a nice fake punt, pump, and the safety came up on Shoki and left Romero going down the field open. And Jake laid it right in there to Horton, and Horton went into the end zone, but they're bringing it back on a penalty, pushing the back. Not sure what that exactly was. I didn't see it. Blackjack's backed up now on the Blackjack 42-yard line. It's first and about 20. Here's the snap. Boyk goes right side with a pitch up, puts his head down, gets to the 50-yard line. A lot of orange jerseys there around Bentley. Boyk, number 57, Noah Steffen, and Evan Stokes making the tackle for the Camby Lancers. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. Blackjacks put up 40 points in the first half. And a 75-yard punt return here in the third quarter by Keaton Shoki. Second and 12 now for Dawson Boyd. Here's a snap, and Boyd gets the handoff from Jake. He's trying to left side. Oh, nice open field tackle made there by Caleb Greenman. You don't see Bentley go down like that, and Greenman. Well, you know, Coach Nick Cockleman said that in the Subway pregame show. We got to tackle Blake and Hughesby at the ankles. And that's exactly what Caleb Greenman did there for Canby. And it's third and 12. Zach Durfee will be split wide right. Third and 12 with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Jake, from the 50-yard line, back to pass, setting up for a screen pass, throws it out here for Hughesby, and he gets a nice block. He's at the 40. Colton, oh, he kind of cuts in and slips at the Camby Lancer 25-yard line. Nice block there by number 54, Stone Irvine, with a beautiful block to spring Hughesby for another 20, 30 yards. Colton was making a cut, and he slipped in the middle of the field there. First down for the Blackjacks. Threatening the score here, leading 47-6. It's first and 10 from Camby's 24-yard line. Snap. Jake looks right, throws it to Shoki, and he makes a diving catch at the 20. Shoki with another reception. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And the Blackjacks picked up four on that pass reception to Keaton. And Blackjacks taking their time here. Not sure why. Now Jake hustles. They don't even huddle. They go up to the line of scrimmage. Second and 6. Under center is Jake from the 20-yard line. Pitch out. Goes to Colton. He's going to try the left side sweep, and he gets to the outside, cuts back in, gets inside the 10, and tackled. Tackled made by Ty Stokes and Jake Wagner. And that's another Blackjack first down. They're on the move again. They didn't even huddle that time. Dawson Boyd gets Yellow Medicine East next week. I believe that's in Granite. 1:09 to play, first and 10. Or first and goal from the 6. First and goal from the 6 for the Blackjacks. Shotgun, Hand off Bentley, looking for hole on the right side. Gets a stiff arm, still on his feet, and then tackled nicely by Sayre at the about the 5-yard line. So it'll be second and goal from the 5. Gain of 1 there. 34 seconds, clock running here, winding down in the third quarter. Blackjacks Jake will go under center this time on second and goal from the 5. Boyk the only setback. There's the snap and a pitch out to Bentley. They'll try left side. Bentley goes in inside and then he walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Dawson Boyd. Bentley Boyk just scored his third touchdown of the game from 5 yards out with 12 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Extra point coming. Zach Durfee will be the holder. And Isaac Jang will kick the extra point here, or attempt to. Snap, and the kick is up, and it is good. Blackjacks lead by 54-6. We'll keep it right here with just 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Third touchdown of the game for Bentley Boyk. And the Blackjacks will kick off here to the Lancers here on homecoming night. An update for you. Ortonville now leading Lakeview 16-7. It was 7:14 to go in the fourth quarter. So the Trojans, that must be a battle there between Ortonville and Lakeview tonight. It's Ortonville's homecoming. All right, Ramel Horton has the ball teed up. Back deep is Cockleman and Sayre with 12 seconds to go in the third, and Ramel kicks the ball. And a little squibbler up the middle, and it'll be picked up by Riley Cocklin at about the 21-yard line. He'll go across the 30, the 40-yard line, and that's where Camby will get the football with 7 seconds to go. 54-6. And Camby will have the ball on their 40-yard line. 7 seconds on the clock here. And now the whistle by the referee calling time. Nope, just on Camby's trying to get the right personnel in there. Now they break the huddle. And the Lancers have the ball, first and 10 from the 40. Peaceman has the ball and he hands it off. And a nice hold on the right side. He hurdles Ramel Horton. Then the ball is fumbled, picked up by Josh Inyosuke. Inyosuke has the ball at the 50, and he's tackled. And the Blackjacks will get the ball. That's the end of the third quarter. What a wild last play that was. The score, 54-6. Dawson Boyd leading, and they will get the ball here as we start the fourth quarter. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your number one sports fan, Auto Owner Insurance, and the Wold Agency, your local insurance brokers in Minnesota, located downtown Dawson. For all your insurance needs, give them a call at 320-769-4545. Sports also brought to you by Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby. Sports also brought to you by the Heartland Eye Care Center with four convenient locations, Camby, Dawson, Marshall, and Slayton. They offer complete family eye care along with contact lenses and more. That's the Heartland Eye Care Center of Camby, Dawson, Marshall, and Slayton. Give them a call today.
Madison Welding and Repair, the metal professionals. If you have a broken bracket or hinge, it can be repaired, or it can be replaced or made thicker. At Madison Welding Repair, parts can be programmed on a computer any size, shape, or thickness. If it needs a bend in it, or if it needs to be rolled, Madison Welding and Repair can do it all. Now is the time to make those repairs. The boys at Madison Welding and Repair can do it all. Madison Welding and Repair, South Highway 75, Madison, Minnesota. Call them today at 320-598-3003.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Canby. Fourth quarter just underway here. The Blackjacks leading 54-6. And Coach Corey Larson now has put the Blackjack JV in. So I'll have to get out my roster here. Brendan Stoltz is the quarterback for the Blackjacks. Now, this is where I earn my money with all the substitutes coming in on the Blackjack side. Brendan Stoltz is a junior quarterback. He's in there for Jake Lee. Got the setback, Astend, and the first runner through there, and the Lancers tackle him. Number 57, Noah Steffen on the stop. Number 14, the ball carrier there for the Blackjacks was Trevin Johnson, his first carry of the night. Clock, I believe, will continue the run here. So I don't think I've seen Brendan Stoltz play this year yet. Maybe he was in a few games. I formation, Johnson and Hasted in I formation on their center. Here's Hasted. Jordan gets the ball, and he goes left, and he is tackled by number 56, Shane Noyes of the Lancers. We'll be getting some updates here as the fourth quarter is underway. It'll be third down and two for the Blackjacks. A lot of new white jerseys in there. Mineota leading Springfield 40-9 late in the game there. Here's third and two. Johnson gets the carry. Big quick hitter up the middle. He's got the first down and tackle made by Camby's Ty Stokes. Under 10 minutes to go in the game. Looks like we're getting some new Lancers in the game as well. Parker Verhaus in, a freshman. That was a first down for the Blackjacks. Wide right for Dawson Boyd is Thomas Frank. And Hasted will get the carry, and he's hit right away at the line of scrimmage. Number 24, the Lancers, Hunter Cleveland making the stop. And some of the other Blackjacks on the line here so they can see their numbers. Number 64 out there on the line, that's Nathaniel Larson. Well, their jerseys are brand new. Not a stain on them right now. For the Blackjacks as they break the huddle. Number 57 is the right guard, Keaton Haas. Second down and 10 for Dawson Boyd on the Lancer 35. And a pitch out goes to Jordan Hasted. Hasted trying to get to the outside, cuts it upfield, gets across the 30, and he's dragged out of bounds by number 31, Will Barkle. Will Barkle throws a Hasted out of bounds. Jordan Hasted's a sophomore, 5'9", 150 pounds. Oh, we got a penalty on the Blackjacks. It'll be holding on Dawson Boyd. That'll back him up. Clock will not run, or not stop here. It'll continue to run. As we're getting some more updates here. Here's some updates. As I mentioned, Mineota 40, Springfield 9, Ortonville 16 now, Lakeview 7, and Wyoming and Lacapaw Valley, they're tied up in the fourth quarter, 7-7. The Eagles and the Sting. Here it's 54-6, Blackjacks. Stoltz, the quarterback, under center. Oh, a little cadence there. Now, that might be on the Lancers, offside on Camby. You can see Brendan barking out the signals, and the Lancer defensive line jumped. So a penalty on the Lancers there. Blackjacks in the huddle. Micah Olson goes wide right, and wide left is Thomas Frank, the wide receivers for the Blackjacks. Stoltz under center, back to pass. He's going to throw it out here for Thomas, incomplete. Incomplete pass there. 7 minutes to go in the game. Then we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up, and we'll go over some of the scoring and name our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. And hopefully we'll have, I think we're behind most of the other games in the Southwest District, so we should have some finals by the time we go off the air here tonight. Sounds like the Eagles, Coach Tony Smith and the Eagles are in a battle with the Sting right now, tied up 7-7. Third down and 15 for Dawson Boyd. Handoff, he fumbles at a bad exchange there between Brendan Stoltz, the quarterback, and the running back Hasted, but Stoltz fell back on it. So it looks like fourth down. Hasted's going to punt here. Hasted will punt here, the JV punter. Not sure who's back here for Camby. There's a snap. It's a good one. Has to get, goes off the side of his foot, gets inside the 30, and Hunter Cleveland will run over there, and the Blackjacks will down it. So Dawson Boyd punts here in the fourth quarter, and Camby will get the football. Down 54-6. Kind of a tough homecoming night here for the Lancers. JV, the Blackjack JV defense out there, and looks like the offense as well for the Lancers. And they'll get some numbers here for Camby. And their quarterback is number 31, hands it off to 25, and he is tackled. Number 31 is Will Varkle, sophomore quarterback. Tackle made there by number 63 of the Blackjacks, Colin Jorgens, a freshman, along with number 52, Gage Liebel. Second down and 8. Varkle, the quarterback, back to pass. He's going to throw it deep, and he throws it way out here, and it's knocked away by number 6, Thomas Frank, and we got flags. It'll be pass interference. And it'll be uh, 54-6. Pass interference on the Blackjacks. 3:50 to go. Clock continuing to run here in Canby. Lancer offense out on the field there. First and 10 for the Lancers. Barco out of shotgun. He'll hand it off to number 24, Hunter Cleveland. He gets to the right side, and a host of Blackjacks there make the tackle. Number 28, I believe, Caleb Tork. And a host of Blackjacks there. Next week, Camby gets Adrian. I believe that's an Adrian, and Dawson Boyd will get Yellow Medicine East next week. Under 3 minutes to play, and it's second and 10 for the Lancers. Farco is going to pitch it off out to Ty Stokes. He's in trouble, and Micah Olson comes in and makes the tackle along with Trevin Johnson. Good gang tackling there by the Blackjacks, along with number 33, Colin Swazinski, a ninth grader. I believe the Blackjack JV defeated Lock of Pearl Valley this week. 2:25 to go, and then we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. And I'll call it a wrap here from Camby tonight. Lancers break the huddle. And their quarterback, number 31, Will Barco, take the snap out of shotgun. He's going to throw it. Here comes the rush. Throws it out here. It's caught by Stokes, and he's tackled immediately by number 57 of the Blackjacks, Keaton Haas. Nice tackle by Keaton Haas. 150. To go here. Well, Thomas, or Hennon, just hit Valerius for a touchdown with 11 minutes to go in the game, and the Minnesota Vikings now up on Springfield, 47-9. Fourth down here for Camby. They're going for it, and the back to pass, Barco, he's passed, and he is going to be tackled and sacked by a number of Blackjacks there, and the ball will be turned over to Dawson Boyd, and with a minute to go and the clock running, that should do it. 57 seconds to go, and the Blackjack offense out there. Hey, I forgot to mention they had some great pyrotechnics here tonight as they introduced the Camby Lancers, and then they had, after the national anthem, they had fireworks by the flagpole. It was pretty impressive. 30 seconds to go. Blackjack's just going to take a knee here and snap the ball, and that will be your final score. Dawson Boyd wins it 54-6. We'll take a break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
This is Bentley Boyk from the Blackjack football team, and you're listening to Blackjack Football on Q92.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Chiropractic Care Center in Montevideo treats back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches, sports injuries, and auto accident injuries. Dr. Brad Mosing has over 40 years of experience and would like to help you. To learn more or to make an appointment with Chiropractic Care Center in Montevideo, please call 320-269-7135 for more information. Chiropractic Care Center is located at 525 Legion Drive, Montevideo.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome everybody to the Neon. on Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Your final score, Dawson Boyd, 54. Canby, 6. Blackjack spoiling the Lancer homecoming here tonight. And I'm not going to go through all the scoring. There's a lot of scoring there. But in the second half, I mean, the Blackjacks led 40-6 at the half. And in the second half, the big play came on a punt return, a 75-yard punt return by Keaton Schilke, to put the Blackjacks up 47-6. And then Bentley Blake went in from 5 yards out at the end of the third quarter to score his third touchdown of the game. Blackjacks led 54-6 at the end of three. And then a kind of a strange play at the end of the third quarter. Canby fumbled right at on the last play there. At the end of the third quarter, Blackjacks got the ball back. There was no scoring in the fourth quarter. So that's your final score. Dawson Boyd, 54. Canby, 6. And your Neon Needle Subway player of the game is Keaton Schilke. Schilke had an 84-yard touchdown pass from Jake Lee in the first quarter. That was actually the first score of the game. And a big play. I mean, Keaton went down the sidelines. It was a kind of a lateral pass from Jake to Keaton right down on the line of scrimmage. And Keaton made a Lancer miss, the first miss, and off he went. And then the 75-yard touchdown pass, punt return, the same thing. He made a couple Lancers miss, and then he went down the sideline, and he was gone. Here's the final in the Southwest District. Ortonville Trojans picked up a win, 16-7 on homecoming night up in Ortonville, or 16-7 over Lakeview. And waiting for a final score from Lacapulco Valley and Yellow Medicine East. They were tied up 7-7 late in the fourth quarter. The Eagles and the Sting were. Last report we got from Mineota. Mineota was leading 47-9. Those are the games in the Southwest District here tonight. And the Lancers, their next game looks like they're going to Adrian. They'll play Adrian and Dawson Boyd. They get Yellow Medicine East. I believe that is in Granite Falls, I believe. So that's where the Blackjacks go. And our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game, as I mentioned, Keaton Schilke. You get the T-shirt from Neon Needles and a Subway Valley meal from Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City. And so congratulations to Coach Corey Larson and the Blackjacks. They improved their record to 5-1 on the season. The Lancers fall to 1-5. Next broadcast will come Tuesday. I'll be in Dawson, where the Blackjack volleyball team will host Lacapulco Valley. 7:30 first serve there, and I believe that's a Dig Pink night or a breast cancer awareness night. That's Tuesday night right here on Q92. And so that'll wrap things up here in Canby tonight. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring high school football right here on Q92. Once again, your final score is the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks 54, Canby 6. Good night, everybody.
Do you own a business, or are you part of a sports team? Maybe you have a family reunion coming up or a town or a church gathering. Contact Neon Needles today. Neon Needles works hard to deliver the highest quality embroidered and screen-printed apparel for your business, your school, or your organization. We have so many items to choose from. You will look great in a new shirt or a sweatshirt with your business or your team name on it from Neon Needles. Contact us today at Neon Needles 320-269-3373 or find us on the web at www.neonneedles.com. Or even like us on Facebook to get updated sales and watch for chances to win throughout the school year. Remember, making you look good makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. sports broadcasts on Q92, brought to you by many fine area businesses: Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Co-op Credit Union, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Dawson Truck Parts, Wolfslager Excavating, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, The Wold Agency, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Ortonville Area Health Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Dawson Grain Co-op, Northern Plains Tiling, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen. Sports brought to you by Vicks Plumbing and Heating, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Larson Brothers Concrete, Appleton Area Health Services, B. Johnson Electric, First Security Bank of Canby, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Builders First Source, Haugen Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Ludvigson Tiling, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Ottertail Power Company. Sports brought to you by Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Minneota Building Center, Erickson Chevrolet, Appleton Building Center, Kluver Law Office, Tufte Auto and Sales, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Whitnable Construction, Tostens and Septic, Throwimage Partners, Chris Swidzinski, Swidzinski for House, State Representative, Farmers Co-op Association, Midwest Power Sports, Madison Healthcare Services, Jubilee Foods, Fernholz Crop Insurance, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Midwest Truck Parts, Cargill, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Jim's Market in Canby, Culligan, Heather Nursery and Floral, Ridgeview Seeds, Myers Electric and Infrared, Vaught Appliance and Electronics. Sports brought to you by Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, A&B Auto, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Peterson Team Realty, Boris Crop Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Steve Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Ryan Smith Prairie Brand Seeds, United Prairie Bank, Madison Dental Clinic. Sports brought to you by the Federated Telephone Company, State Bank of Taunton, Heartland Eye Care, Line Bank, Madison Bottling Company, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, DuPont Pioneer, Cockleman Construction, Heartland Motor Company, Appleton Dental Clinic, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Sather Building Supplies, KSN Drywall Finishing, Lee Motor Company, Guess Wine Motors Incorporated, Lund Implement Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Madison Welding and Repair, and Cody Morris, Golden Harvest Tri-County Ag, Canby Area. Great music for Montevideo, Benson, and Morris on Q92 KLQP-FM.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the